Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. My name is Dale McCluskey. I'd like to welcome you to my radio show. On today's show, I'm going to be discussing mainstream dog training and some commentary regarding the response I've received on my Flipping the Script video series, going through some of the questions I've received on it, and just in general, just in terms of my perspective as to where I'm coming from. Now, here, very shortly, I'm actually going to be kind of finishing up the series, because really, ultimately, my goal with this this series, which exposes the, I call it the trash science of dog training, but really detailing what training, showing people what training really is. I mean, that's the goal here, is to really give people, to cover off in such a way to give people really good information. And so what I'm doing is I'm going selectively through a lot of these, you know, those who really want to be kind of like the spokespeople for this so-called science of dog training. I'm going through and selectively taking their videos and offering a relational perspective. So really, although I have names attached to these videos, you'll see me use people's names. If you go and watch the videos, I'm not, you know, attacking these people at a personal level. Okay. Now, one guy, okay, it hovers towards that, really, this one particular person. He really has harassed a lot of people, you know, but again, even with him, ultimately, you know, I'm, you know, based off my last couple of shows regarding the situation with a particular dog that I mentioned, I'm moving forward. Okay. And so ultimately, you know, once I've said my piece and offered, you know, and really exposed these people for really what they're doing in terms of exploiting certain situations, they're exploiting in a big way. And this is the problem with when I talk about what training is, they're exploiting learning ideology. Because again, there's a complete failure to recognize, you know, the motives of dogs via response. And again, this is a big deal. Now, again, I'm going to get into the show about this whole issue about balance trainers as well, because really I'm basically flipping the script on mainstream dog training in a big way. So when I talk about mainstream dog training, just understand I'm grouping everything in together. I'm grouping it all in as anybody who approaches training as a learning-based exercise. So this really covers balance trainers as well. I mean, this really, you know, basically takes about 99% of all dog trainers and just, you know, kind of clumps them all in, because, you know, that's what's happening. And so when people, you know, when they see the problems in the dog training world, this is the thing they really understand. When you really look at the problems in the dog training world, they really – look at the amount of dogs being destroyed every year in North America. Okay, look at the 4 million dogs. Then look at even the recent articles that have come out in both the Toronto newspaper and the United Kingdom newspaper about the increase in dog bites, okay, over several years. In fact, the media is questioning this, saying, you know, why is this happening? Why do we have this, you know, this really dramatic increase in the number of people, you know, seeking medical attention because of dog bites, beyond just the fact of the, even while the breed specific bans have taken effect, you know, they're saying, why is this happening? You know, what's the problem here? And again, if you look at how I connect these dots for people, you'll see that this makes sense. Okay. It's a failure to recognize what training is. And so it really puts people into a very weak position, and they're unable to, you know, overcome various behavior issues and problems, because here's the thing. This is what is being promoted out there. If you look at, you know, if they look, they go on, do a search on the internet for a dog trainer or for whoever, you know, who are they, what's going to come up? Ask yourself the question, what's going to come up? So, you know, if really what I show is that training is not a learning-based exercise, and the problems when you approach it that way, then that leaves this problem, that opens this problem up, okay? This problem of failure to recognize training for what it is and how it packages up, then it does. It opens people up to all these various issues regarding the level of change that needs to happen. Especially here, I talk about balance trainers. This is the thing to really understand. And again, I take people through this, you know, help them navigate, okay, the problem here. And again, if you go and watch my video series, and again, this is where it really helps people navigate using these trainers' videos to offer, you know, a relational perspective, you know, going beyond appearances. Because what I do is I give people some depth, okay? I, you know, when I'm making commentary about, say, you know, what's called behavioral adjustment training, for example, you know, I'm stopping and giving people perspective. I'm saying, hey, you know, not only is consider the fact about you're dealing with the motives of dogs here and these issues of control, but then I'm going further to say, okay, well, you know, I'm not just saying, well, here's the problem, but also offering up, well, here's a solution. Okay, what's the better path to take? So that's what I'm doing here when I'm, you know, when I'm breaking this stuff down. But again, I'm going to be talking more about this, again, moving from my video series, which, again, there's, I don't know, there's probably about 30 videos now that make up this series. And again, going back to this issue of covering off, you know, once I go through, because here's the thing, I'm not hovering on one particular person too long, okay, because there's no need to do that. Because that's the issue about making things personal. I'm not, you know, I'm just, you know, the main people that really promote training this way, okay? I'm just going through and breaking this stuff down. But it's really the same thing. I'm really, if you really take in what I'm saying, I am saying the same thing over and over and over again. I mean, it's very consistent in what I'm saying about the problems. And if you just use common sense, it'll make sense, okay? In fact, I use very simple examples, okay? Even apply this to the human, you know, relational examples, okay? With why this stuff breaks down for people, you know, why people have trouble when it comes to approaching training this way, and the real deception when it comes to appearances, it's a big deal. It's a big problem. And here's the thing to really understand. I mean, people really will be, and you'll see this. Okay, I guarantee it. You'll see these balanced trainers get highly offended at what I have to say, okay, because it really puts them into a corner, okay? I want to talk this out in the show so people know where I'm coming from with some of these balanced trainers who really are offended at what I'm saying, because it does. It challenges what they're doing. And not just that, here's the problem, is a lot of these balanced trainers – They want to establish reputation on this stuff. They're trying to gain something through this, through dog training, right? They're trying to establish themselves as a authority figure in a lot of cases. And they want to go on TV shows. They want to go on radio shows. They want to, you know, be recognized as an expert, so to speak. And that's a problem, okay, because – again, if you're not recognizing what training is, you know, if you're not, there's no depth to what you're saying. If you're just approaching it from saying, well, I'm a balanced trainer, there's a problem over on this side of things with this so-called pure positive group, because again, they've created their kind of little subgroup, right? They know there's a problem, right? And this is it. They know there's a problem with people who say don't use the word no and use treats and all these different things. Well, they know there's a problem, but they're not pinning it down, okay? And that's in itself is a problem, because here's the thing. If you go watch my video I did on this back and forth email between Zach George and this other group, balance training group to call itself K1 Training. And again, I want people to understand, this isn't a personal attack on K1 Training, okay? Even though I'm not going to do the same thing they did with validating Zach George, but I'm just saying that this just covers off. Okay, you can take whomever, because really I'm just laying it out with the whole bunch here, okay, and really saying, okay, this is why there's a problem. But if you go and look at that back and forth, because here's the thing, this K1 training company, they put out some videos about Zach George, but wanting to basically call him out, okay, saying, listen, Zach George, how you're presenting training and talking about, and they're talking about wolves and dogs and these different things. They're trying to call him out. But then if you look at this back and forth email, it's really a joke. okay, because they don't pin him down. Because the reason they don't pin him down is because they're approaching training basically the same way as a learning-based exercise. Okay, they work within quadrants. I talk about the stuff. But then at the end of the back-and-forth email, they're validating him. You know, about his clicker training, and just go and read it. And then people wonder why nothing, you know, is getting resolved in the dog training world, why the level of dissension has really escalated up into these levels. And then these other people appear on the scene. Okay, I talk about this other dog stalker guy, appears on the scene, really upsets the apple cart, really goes in and does all these crazy things, right? And, you know, and I made a video about that, blaming balanced training as the reason why these guys are getting raised up. Because really think about that. You know, why is it now you're getting some of these extreme things happening? Because it's like a tipping point thing. I mean, that's really where I'm coming from here. You know, if you look at a counterforce, if you look at the ability for people to push, not just identify the problem, but push it back, I mean, how possibly can that happen through balanced trainers? Okay, really think about that. I mean, that's really where I'm coming from here. You know, how's that going to happen if you get all these balanced trainers out there who don't understand, you know, the problem? And I talk about the problem. I mean, it's not like I don't give lots of information. I talk about it. Now, here's the other point I want to make on this radio show. Okay, you get all these balanced trainers complaining about what I'm saying. They'll mock what I'm saying. Okay, they'll ridicule what I'm saying. But saying that they don't understand or whatever. But here's my point. I always base this off of just common sense. When I sit down and I have a discussion with the average dog owner who has been through the ringer, so to speak, and they're open to, you know, understanding it, in less than 10 minutes, I go through this thing about what training is and this problem with response and modes and why do the things I do. It makes complete sense to them. It makes complete sense to them because they want to know. Okay, that's the difference. They're seeking information. They want to know what the truth is. Whereas you compare this to all these, you know, trainers, even these balance trainers who really go off on what I'm saying, and, you know, and they're really upset. Well, here's the thing: it's because they're comfortable. Okay, they've crossed these lines, so to speak. They've settled into their narrative. Okay. And once you get to a certain level of that, you know, over the years, as years or months or years go by, and you've settled in, you've conformed to this interpretation of how you're approaching training, then ask yourself the question: how difficult would what I have to say be for this group? Well, it's going to be extremely difficult, because it's no different than this so-called pure positive group, how they take my information. They aren't gonna like it, because here's the thing: it's very easy, based on, and this is where you have to put these dots connect together here, based off of, and I'm talking big picture, based off the current thinking of society. Okay, very permissive. Okay, very much people are all about their emotions and buying into this whole appearance-based thing, and so it just cycles through that way. So therefore, it's like buyers and sellers. Okay, so you get this very popular way of thinking. It doesn't mean that it's true whatsoever, and you get these balanced trainers that are fueling off this. Okay, they're making money off this, and so they can be very popular. Because that's what you're seeing. Even if you go back to this email back and forth, you're seeing this whole thing about views and number of views on videos and all these subscribe and all this just trash, okay? But being popular, right? It's no different than, you know, some of these balanced trainers who they want so desperately for their videos to go viral, right? And they'll just play around with certain subtitles and stuff. It's ridiculous. And people will accuse me of that, saying, "Oh, Dale, you put this." Listen, I don't care about. I want to make this clear. I don't care about numbers of views on my videos. I'm gonna put the information out, And I already have settled this. I want people to understand this. I have already settled this, about how popular my message is. It's not going to be a popular message. I want people to really understand that. But is it 100% on the money here? Absolutely. But it's you know, I'm showing what's happening. But is it going to be a popular message based on people's current level of thinking? Absolutely not. But consider the message. You know, consider what I'm saying. It's 100% solid. And, you know, these trainers can't reconcile it because they don't want to reconcile it. Okay, that's what it really comes down to. It doesn't fit into their marketing plan. I mean, they're already set up, right? They already think they're popular, and a lot of them are popular. And I'm not saying this out of jealousy or anything like that. That's just a fact, okay? It's a fact. Of course, you know, everybody, and again, I go back many years ago when I was a police canine handler. Yeah, my identity was all tied up into that. I wanted to be, you know, popular. You desired to be success, how I defined it back then. Well, I want to tell you something. It's different for me now. It's not like that. And I'm not concerned about that. You know, whether, and don't get me wrong, if suddenly, the people want me on television, all these different things. Of course, you know, it's a natural tendency to say, well, that's great. But do I want that? Well, no, my prayer is don't give me something that's not good for me. You know, that's where I come from. My identity's not in that. And so, but again, so I'm not motivated by that. So therefore I can say the things I say because I don't look at my marketing plan isn't based on it like that, like a lot of these other trainers, right? They're very much about the human, and even these balance trainers, you see them going on about trying to turn things into like a motivational thing to empower the person and all these different things. Well, you can do that, but that empowering part of it, if the methodology doesn't line up, okay, it isn't going to work out anyway. Just so I want people to understand that. You know, you can try to adjust your marketing plan to suit the needs of the human, but again, if things don't line up a certain way, then you're going to have the same problems here with the end result. I want people to really get what I'm saying here. I mean, if you're dealing with the truth of things and how things have to line up to the method, there's only so much wiggle room your marketing plan can have. So for example, I go back, you know, years ago, once I understood what training really was and how it had to line up, my marketing plan could not conform certain ways. There was no going to the left or to the right certain ways. It had to be pretty much a straight shot. That's just how it has to go down. Now I could, you know, you can talk about things and help, you know, use certain language, certain words to help people understand, but how the method itself plays out, it has to hold true to what it is. I want people to understand. This is why I really go back to what happened here with my, you know, my association. I'll talk about that briefly. Why things all shook out the way it did was because it couldn't line up a certain way, because when people have a certain different ideas of things, right? And, you know, and again, I take the fault on here with that, then it was going to shake loose, unfortunately. That's not the way I wanted it to happen. It's just the way it had to happen. And that was a very unfortunate thing because my desire was to line up with certain people if I could. Nobody wants to do things alone. I want people to understand that. My desire to be a lone wolf here? Absolutely not. But things have to go down the way they have to go down. I want people to understand that too. When you talk about the methodology and what training is and the truth of it, then it has to follow a certain path. That's just how it has to be. And so that's why I say I'm not interested in the majority. I'm interested if my walk is a narrow walk, and it's not because that's what I want, it's because it has to be that. Because once you understand what the truth is, I want people to understand there's no going back. I can't align myself with certain individuals with what they're promoting because that's not what training is. Okay, they get the blinders on. So doesn't mean I have to get personal with these people. They'll get very personal with me. Just I want people to understand that, but that's their choice. You know, don't get me wrong. It's easy for me to get personal if I want to get personal, and I got all sorts of ammunition I could bring out. But why would I do that? I mean, there's no sense. That's why the same thing here. I want people to understand with this flipping the script series Once I get to a point where it covers off a certain way, I'm moving forward. And I'll put out a bunch of videos again about my method, and I'll continue to do that. Because again, I look at what, you know, what that series is, and once I'm happy with it, say, okay, well, I've covered off, I've really gone through all this, you know, so that the information is solid, and I'm really happy with it, which I'm basically there now. I can move forward, and that stays there, which it will, and it's a great, it has great information for people, okay? So, and that's great, and I'll be moving over more to my blog, talk radio, discussing the stuff here. But again, I want people to know, this is the thing. When you look at the whole issue here about, you know, where the problems are coming from, I want to address this too. It's the trainers. Okay. I want people to understand it's the establishment. Okay. It's like an establishment. See, it's the trainers here, and whether they're balance trainers or whatever they want to call themselves, it's like, that's the problem. So, you know, people, you know, they're looking for solid information. They're not getting it from these people. Okay. These people, don't want to give, you know, it's like they can't even, that's why I even did a video about the level of hypocrisy, okay, with some of these trainers, that it's gotten so bad that some of them, you know, they have personal dogs that can't even resolve the issues with themselves, and yet they want to hand out advice or think it's okay. They want to reconcile it somehow with handing out advice to others, okay? It's a joke. So, and here's the thing too, and here I'm getting some attacks here by a couple of balance trainers here recently on their Facebook page, going on about me not having a dog that I own myself. I do have a dog I own myself, okay, and I rescued, and she's been on my videos. But here's the point: I don't care about any of that. Even going in about me being a police canine officer, where's my? Listen, people say whatever they want. This is why I don't even talk about my credentials. Okay, because here's the thing. A lot of these trainers, these balance trainers are saying this, they're very arrogant people. I want you to know that. I mean, they want to be, you know, they put their stuff out. You know, I go on, and I, you know, even the thing about me having, the, you know, say it, the youngest police dog in Canada holds the record for a drug fine. I got all sorts of credentials, but I don't talk about my stuff. Okay, if people want to see it, they can go into my website. I have stuff listed there, but I don't go on about that because here's the thing. Understanding what training is, and the focus has to go on to the owner. Okay. As soon as I start to promote myself that way, it presents the image as though the focus is on me. Okay. And that's the whole thing. And there's I talk about this whole issue about where the focus needs to be. I'm very good at what I do. I can break all this stuff down, but I don't, what's the point of me hovering there? And what message does that send for me doing that? It's just like when I do a board and train. Like, I make it very clear that it's the owner that has to, you know, they have to, you know, come into alignment. Even when I do service dog training, it's all about how the focus shifts. And so these people that go on about, you know, me and about whatever they want to define me, I don't care. Because here's the point. I put out very specific, it's the information. I put out very specific information about what the real problem is. It doesn't matter whether I own dogs or don't own dogs or whatever they want to, you know, frame it up with me. It's deal with the information. Okay, there it is. And either you can respond to it or you can't. But don't make it about a personal issue about me. Okay, the truth doesn't care about, you know, who presents it. Either it's true or it's not, or it's not. That's the bottom line here. And that's where I'm coming from with all this stuff. Is about what training is. I lay it out very specific. That's the point. And so people can get as personal as they want. Don't care. I mean, you have to deal with it or not deal with it. But that's the point. This is why I say this is what training is. Training is a relational changing process. Whether people identify it or not, that's what's really happening. So it's already happening. That's the point. And your lack of understanding or want to deal with it, that's on you. But it's not just on you, it's on the dogs. That's a sad thing. And people aren't even getting the right information. So it's already happening. And so look at the mess of the dog training world. If people want to make it about personalities here, so be it. But again, I put out very specific information. I fill in the gaps. So again, getting this thing about dealing with mainstream dog training, I want people to understand something. Mainstream dog training to me is a complete and utter joke. Okay. And I say that, I'm just putting it out there. Okay. It's a complete joke. Because if you're looking for real answers with these balanced trainers or whatever that won't even, look at the problems, okay, won't even adjust themselves or recognize that there's a problem here, then what's that saying? Okay, I mean, it's why it's such a tremendous problem. So if you're a dog trainer or want to be dog trainer or want to do things the right way, I would encourage you, don't look to mainstream dog training for real depth. Okay, you're not going to find it. These balanced trainers are all supporting each other. They're going, but it's chaos. Okay, it's a confused state. But what are they promoting? They're promoting a state of confusion. It's a joke. So I would encourage you to move beyond the mainstream. This is why I don't even care about what these balanced trainers think of me or say about me. Okay, because I don't align with them anyway. And I don't have to make it personal. That's why same thing as my flipping the script series. I just cover off and I'll move on. But I'm going to put the information out because that's what I want to do. Okay, I'm going to put out that information that's going to be there. It's going to put pressure on people. It's not going to make people feel good. Okay, but big deal. It is what it is. It's like let the chips fall where they may. That's just how it's going to go down. And I move forward and then people have to deal with it. Okay, that's the point. I put the information out, deal with it or not, that's just how it is. And so that's just where I'm coming from. But this issue about the mainstream itself, I've moved beyond the mainstream. You know, I'm not a balanced trainer. I offer a different perspective. I approach training for what it really is. And I nail it down. I connect the dots for people. So my focus isn't on these trainers, this establishment. I indict the whole mass. My focus is on the average dog owner who wants help. That's it. And I trust the common sense dog owner that they can go through my flipping the script series. They can sort it out. But in the end, they should pay attention. Say, man, this guy, sure, he's really exposing this stuff. But man, maybe he's on to something. If I need help, who are you going to turn to? That's the bottom line. If you really care about your dog. You got to sort through it and say, maybe I'll give him a call. It's a joke. I mean, that's all I'm saying is I trust that people will sort through it. But this is a conversation that needs to happen. That's the point. I mean, how can things ever get better if people aren't willing to face off on the hard truth? And here's the thing. It's only become hard truth because these balanced trainers have failed miserably. Okay, they failed. They have failed. They've already had their chance and they failed. So it's, now they're upset and now they're offended. Well, that's not my fault. That's their fault. Okay. I mean, the same information, the same problems and stuff are still there. They just don't want to deal with it. And so that's not my fault. That's the fault of their marketing plan or their ego, or whatever you want to call it. That's on them. That's not on me. So, because again, I put the information out. They have to deal with it or not deal with it, but it's already happening. That's the point. So anyway, I just wanted to, again, I'm going to put out some more radio shows on this. Again, I'm just speaking the truth here. But ultimately, the point is there is a better way. Okay? There's a better way. People can respond to what I'm saying any way they want to respond to it. The people that have the most difficulty with what I'm saying is the ones that are already crossed lines. You know, that's their decision. They chose to do that, not me. And when the information was in front of my face, I chose to deal with it differently. That's it. But I would encourage you, if you're a new dog trainer, if you want information, you want solid information, check out my website. You can check it out on my website. I put everything out fully transparent. That's the thing. I don't pull any punches here. I put it all out, but what I show is there's a better way. There's a way to avoid this mess. There's a way to make sure that things line up properly. There's a way to make sure the picture is solid because ultimately that's what common sense people want. Okay. They aren't resistant to it like these mainstream dog trainers. They want to know the answers, which is great. So anyway, check out my website. Lots of great information. Thanks for tuning into my show and I encourage you to check out my next show. So thanks for tuning in.